Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf, Ayin, begin Amal Alf. Begin the Tazer, Masech, begin the words of the Gemara. Main in Lemezid, if it doesn't have any application to when it's done deliberately, Dog Sib, Bechulu, etc., which Tazer come to ask a question on the Gemara's derivation and answers. Which the Gemara brought that we, how do we know out, says Shmuel, Chilik Melachas regarding Karma Chatas. Said Mechalem Moisumas, the Torah includes many different mises for one chil. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. How are you learning a Karma Chatas which is on Shaggy? This pasuk talking about Mezid. So that the Gemara answers that this pasuk cannot be talking about Mezid because you already know Mezid from a different pasuk. Kol Yisrael by Malacha Yumas. So if it's not teaching like our Tizdim Asl is going on regarding Mezid, so then we're going to tell you, it's telling you regarding Chilik Malachas regarding when it's done B'Shaggy. On that case, as maybe you're going to say Malema, but let's say from a different point. You should say, in Lemezid, the reason why it cannot be applicable for Mezid is not because you have another pasuk. It's very simply, Mishum, the utter betrayal of Tala Katal Slay. How can you kill a person two times? Including Mises Harbe, they can't be Mises Harbe, can't kill a person more than once. So that's therefore, obviously, when you're going to give many liabilities, it must be regarding a carbon. So essentially, Mishum, what you could say is no. The Yilav Karachin and Maisi, if we didn't have another pasuk that was the source for ready for Mezid regarding Miso, we would say this pasuk is to Mav Mezid, not like the Gemara wants to say regarding that of Shagig of Chattas. So what does it say, Mais Yumas, in the plural? That Dibur Torah, Kolosh Miyad, and Torah speaks the way people usually speak, which is said in the plural, but it really means one death. Now, so therefore, we needed to say that there's another pasuk. But now that you don't need it for Mezid because you have another pasuk, so Mukmi Le'a Karach B'Shagig, and now obviously we're going to say, what's it talking about regarding Shagig? And ultimately, it does say in the plural. And to tell you, the plurality is coming to tell you that it's not Dibur Torah Kolosh Miyad Adam, and rather, since we can make a drasha, it's coming to tell you regarding when it's done b'shegig, to be chayav a carbon on each and every malacha individually. The next day, the master begins the words of the Gemara. Yachal, you would think, that if it's Adam, one lapse of born in this b'chulu, etc., which Tais asks on the word of this price that Tais is going on, and brings actually a different text of the of that we have in our Gemara. Which the Gemara brought that we learned from Eila Hadvarim, that's the numerical value of 39. That's how we know the Lamed Tes Malachas. On that, the Gemara asks, well, so you would think, what's that coming to teach us that there's Lamed Tes Malachas? Because you would think that if you did only one lapse of awareness, you'd be chayav only one chatas. That's what I come to tell you that no, there's a chiluk chatas. So that Tesis is bothered tame. It's a wonder. Says Imkain, if that would be the case, like the assumption is that if you did it all in one lapse of awareness, you'd be chayav only one chatas. So the minyan, the dekra, devarm, hadvarm, eila, hadvarm, lamali. Then what do you need? The devarm, which is two, hadvarm, the hay is another one, the three, and eila, hadvarm, the eila, the numerical value is 36, 39. Then what would the pasuk be coming to tell me, keeping the last lachalik, since it's not coming to differentiate and to divide? In other words, how can you say there would have been such a havamina to say that there would have been only one liability? That's why we have to tell you that no, the Islam test malachas, you would have thought that for all 39 only chayv one time. But then why would how would you understand the pasuk? Why is it telling you that there's 39 malachas? If the sources from these words, Ela and the Hadavarm and Devarm, what would be the purpose of the Torah telling you that, if not to tell you that there's 39 liabilities? What's the purpose of saying there's 39? So it tells you for some, what you could say is the tzarech leminyanim, that you do need it. You need the number 39 to tell you, lafishesh malachas shein chashuva, since there are some lamates malachas which are not so distinct. So you need the number 39, lashmina, to tell you, and the Torah is telling you the number 39, the kula havi malachas laschaibalim, but they're still all considered malachas, that you're going to be liable on them. And that's what it would be telling us, if not for the fact that we told you that it's coming to tell you that it's to create a separate liability in each one, which that's what bothers Tais right now. He says, wait a second, me, however, Mimas Nitin the Malachas from the Mishnah that talks about the Lamatas Malachas, which that's where we say no. Why are we telling you there's 39? Is because it tells you the number 39. Says Tais is Daik Shah, but the Gemara makes a good dig from that Mishnah that the Behelam Echa, that with one lapse of awareness that you are Chayav Kalachas, each one, how do you know? Maybe 39 is just to tell you that each one is Chashav to be Chayav on it. Says Tais, no, the Lahavit Tsarch Leminyanam. No, the Tana, as the Gemara is understood to be explained, would not have had to say the number 39, keeping the mana kula behedju. Since he goes through each one, it says, it says, all of Amitaz Malachas, what is it the number for? The Torah tells you the number to tell you each one is Chayavan. But why is the Tana telling you all 39? If he tells you anyways the 39, the number is told you to tell you that yes, to tell you significant that each is going to be a separate liability for a Karma Chatas on Shabbos. Now, Omiyu, however, Kashlubi, we have a different difficulty. It says, Kamun Bazarik Mashman, later on, the Tzadik Zayim Beis sounds like the Haimin, Yana Asalachalik, that actually, this numbering of 39 is actually coming to differentiate. Because the Amma Hassan, the Gemara says over there, regarding this, that Rebbe holds that one is liable for throwing from Rishos Yachad to another Rishos Yachad through Rishos Ram for two Chatois. One for Haitzah, from Rishos Yachad to Rishos Ram, and one for Achnasa, from Rishos Ram to Rishos Yachad. So that the Gemara asks over the Lamem, is that to say, the Mechayib Rebbe at Talada B'makam Av, the Rebbe holds you could be Chayib on the Talada, which is Achnasa, in the place where you're also being liable for the Av, which is Haitzah, in this one lapse of awareness. Is that so? Because that's why he's holding you Chayib too? But Ratanya will learn the Braisa that Rebbe Yaimi says, Dvarim, Advarim, Eilad, Dvarim, Uchulu, that it teaches this halacha, that from this pasuk, these words tell you that there's 39 halachas that were said to Moshe by HaSinai. No, Pish, Bekunja, Hasim, Rashi explains over there, the Hachipach. This is the Gemara's question. That Hoylam and Yanalas Elechel Katayis, since the number 39 is only coming to tell you that it's applicable to have 39 Katayis, that's why we're telling number 39. That even if you do one lapse of awareness, it's all going to be separate chatayis. Now, the isa gadaitach, the mechayev atalad makmav, and the Gemara's question is, and if you're going to think to say, as we're saying for Rebbe, that he holds you liable for a talad, even when you chayev an av, said tuva av lele misni, then it should have said more than just 39, because you chayev an all the taladas too, it's not just for the av malacha. So that's the Gemara's question on Rebbe, how could you say that you're saying elah advarim to tell you 39, if that's not the max? In one lapse of awareness, you can chayev much more than 39, you have all the taladas. Now, however, it says Taisis Lafima Shapirashna, but according to what we just explained, that the number 39 is not coming to tell you Chilichatais. It's Eila Hashemin that's only coming to tell you the Kula Chashuv is Malachas Chayvalim, and the Torah tells you Eila Advarim, not the Tana. When the Pasik tells you Eila Advarim, it's coming to tell you what's that they're all considered significant to be liable on them. So in Lava Parach Midi. So there's no question that the Gemara should have on Rebbe, because you're right. It's possible that Rebbe holds you liable to Lad Makam Ad. Why didn't the Mishnah say also the Teladis? It's because the number's not coming to tell you the amount of liabilities you could have in one lapse of awareness. It's just coming to tell you what's considered the Chashur to be Chayiv on them. So this brings up a nearly read. It appears to the read that actually the Gemara Sacha, the text over here in the Gemara should be Kamad B'Mechalta, like the Bryce is toward the Mechalta. Tanya Hasam. The Bryce teaches over there as follows, which this is a deviation from the way we were explaining with Rashi regarding Chiluk Chatois, that to be Chayiv on each one individually, or actually only Mechayiv when you do all of them. The Braisa teaches like this. Nosanami, he says, it says in the pasuk Lisavar Eish, it says that one should not kindle a fire. No, Lomanema, why does it say that? Because Lafishan and Yaakov Moshe, it says in the pasuk of Yaakov Moshe, which over there, that's the pasuk of Eila Hadvarim, which is the Lama Tes Malachas. So Shemei Ani, I would hear, Shalei Eichab, Shiyav Lama Tes Malachas. I would think, okay, one's not liable, and this is an important shift over here. I would think you're not going to be chayv until you do all the Lama Tes Malachas. Then it's considered Chilul Shabbos, when you did every one last Lama Tes Malachas. Tamalena, that's what we learn off in the Pasuk, similar like Argamar has in the Havaminam. Oh, Bacharsha Bakatsa Bakula. That you learn off from the Torah specifying plowing and reaping to tell you, and though even if you didn't do all the Lamatas Malachas, only reaping and plowing, that you could be Chayv. But Vahashta, but now, Ilav Loi Savaru, if we didn't have Loi Savaru, that Pasuk, so I mean, I would have thought to say, no, Dimenyana Asalamema, that's coming to tell you that the number, Shayna Chayv Al Achas Oishtaim, that you're not going to be chayev for one or two, achayav kolam a test, like we taught in our Gemara, that we can't end up learning out from a charish of a katzer. So the pasuk you have to end up learning out this halacha from is from the pasuk of Leisavaru. The question is, what's that coming to teach? So here's where it's different than our Gemara. So it says this Taisefta, so I would think without this pasuk of Leisavaru, that the number 39 is coming to tell you that no, it's not enough with one or two malachas that you're doing. It's actually you have a kolam a test until you do all 39. Oh, but given what's it says? Leisavaru, the afin minay the chabek kolachas levneas. Whether you learn from there that you're liable each one individually, just like leisavaru is independent a liability, so to all of them. Imkain if so minyana aslamema, so that the number that's coming to tell when there's 39 is to tell you the lamatas dafku the chabek kolachas va'achas. That specifically by the lamatas malachas, that's where you're liable each one individually. But a telada, when it's in the place of the av, that loy, then you're not going to have that liability. So it says Taisis, now Vahashta Mukhishab Bazik. Now we can understand what the Gemara with the Nazarik was asking regarding Rebbe from Eila Hadavarim, that if he does all Lamatas Malachas and Malabsa wins, Mechayv Lamatas Chatois, the Rebbe le Mechayv a telada Makam Av. Rebbe does not hold that you chayv in a telada in the place of an av, meaning from the teaching of Eila Hadavarim we learn out that only 39 chatas could you be liable in one lapse of awareness, not more. And that was the Gemara's question. If you have until Lad Makam Av, then you could have more than 39. Because that's the teaching that we're learning out. The Inach Chayv until Lad Makam Av. So this is the case of Shabbal Hagirsa the Gitani. Also, the Girsa also works well regarding the wording that says Lafish and Nema Dvarm Hadvarm Bagaimra. The words of the Brisa are because it says Dvarm Hadvarm, etc. El Hadvarim. So Yachal, you would think etc., which the Brisa says that you wouldn't be liable. And here's the idea: until you do all the Lamates Malachas, oh, that's what it says Bachar Shabbat Katzer. According to this Girsa, what was the Havamina? That you're not going to be chayiv until you're violating all the Lamates Malachas. The mashmah, that sounds like the mitech krad the hadvarm hu the mashmah. If I'm saying lafisha neva, those words sound like oh, because in the pasuk itself it would sound like then the chayav shiyav kulon until you violate all of them. Oh, that makes sense because that's what the pasuk is telling me. Telling a number, why are you saying 39? Oh, that's the magic number until you actually get and you violate all 39 malachas. And since says the mechem and perikam of the besachim, we find the same idea when you says the word lafisha neva. It sounds like in the pasuk itself that would tell us this concept that we're trying to say. What say within Pesachim of Hema Beis? It says over there, Lafish and Nemo lo yiru alocha, because it says it should not be found by you any yeast and leavening. So from the fact it says locha, is that specifically it sounds like only your chametz you can't see, but you can see the chametz of a non-Jew without a hektish. So therefore, says the Gemara, so yochel yatmin the kabbal pektanis by nachem, you would think that you could able to conceal and accept deposits from non-Jews. That's where you need to say lo yimatzeh, that it cannot be found. But again, it's from the pasuk itself that tells us this idea, because it says locha. That's what it means, Lafisha Nema. And that would make sense according to what we're saying now also. In the pasuk itself, you see this idea of, because Lafisha Nema, that's 39, and you're not liable on each one individually. Although Girsa says Svar, but according to the other text that we have in the Gemara, that, so my Kama Lafisha Nema. So Taisa wonders, what does it say, Lafisha Nema? Because it says, Eila Hadvarim. Without the pasuk, we would also say in one lapse of awareness, you only have one chatas. Because as long as you don't have a source yet for chilik malachas, of course you would still say that you only have one. Why is it lafisha nema? Ah, says Ami, says Taisis, the lafisha nema is coming to tell you that because this is derived from the pasuk itself, which would make sense according to Taisis' interpretation, not necessarily that of Rashi. So Taisis first explained in Rashi, in our Gemara's text, that even according to the Gemara's Hadamina, that if it was done in one lapse of witnessing you have one chatas, you still needed the number 39 to know that even the malachas are not so chashim, you're going to have malchasa. But then Taisa brought the Girsa of the Ri, because of his question he had regarding Rebbe in Perek HaZayir, that actually the text now Gemara should be in the Braisim, the Reb Nosson says, why is it need loisa v'ara eish? Lefi shenema. Yeah, because it's a Yaakov Moshe. So I would think, okay, you only chayv until you have the number 39. So that's what we thought. But Chorosh B'Katzah to say that, no, we learn out that even if you don't do all 39, you do only two of them. Which he ultimately said, you can't learn out from there. You learn out from Leisavaru, which you learn out that, no, even if you don't do all 39, one's still going to be liable for the carbon chatas on each one individually. Here it says the Masnad, it begins the words of Gemara, Al-Kharisha B'Katzira Chayv Shtar. On the reaping and on the plowing, one is chayiv for two chatois. Shreya asks on this price and explains that the price says that no, it's not enough to learn that from the charish of a katzah tishpas, because you could say that even if you do charish and katzah in one lapse of awareness, you're still going to be chayiv two, and that's only over there. But by other malachas, they do one lapse of awareness, I would say only chayiv one. But that tishpas says, Vim Temi, you're going to say, Menole de chayiv shtayim. Where does the Tana the Raisa know that you can be liable for two? Maybe on Charish and Getzira, which are mentioned specifically in one pasuk, maybe you can be chayav on both of them together only one. How does he know on each one you can be chayav individually? So it says for someone, you can say because it says in the plowing and in the reaping. The mashma trei mil, it sounds like two independent things. When if it was talking about one thing, it should have said b'charish b'katzer. The bays would be going on both. The fact is, b'charish u'b'katzah, each one's independent, and each one, charish u'katzir, yeah, would be chayv one, but we don't know regarding all the other lamentas b'lach. The next text, the master begins the words of the Gemara, v'kulan ein chayv al achas. But however, all the other lamentas b'lachas, you only chayv for one karma chatas, which Taisa asks on the first interpretation of Rashi regarding a question that he brings up, and explains like the second interpretation of Rashi. And that is, the Brice said that without Loi Savaru, so I would have thought to say, okay, Charshim and Katzer in one hell of a Chayiv two. But all the other Lamates Malachas, all 37 of them, you'd be Chayiv only one if you do them a hell of Achas. Now, Pesh Mekunjus Rashi explains that, yeah, all the other Malachas are really included in one Pasuk, Versasaka Malacha. So you would have thought to say, okay, it's one violation. If you do 7, 9, 11 Malachas, whatever, you only Chayiv one, it's one violation of Loi Sasaka Malacha. And whereas Charshim and Katzer, was Yitzim Nekal. Now, not the question Rashi brought up is what we know what's called Devarma Yitzim Nekal, when something was part of a general category, like this Pasuk, Lisazik HaMalacha, and it was Yitzim Nekal, was mentioned independently. It's what it says, so why doesn't it come to teach regarding the rest of them also, that they're going to have each one independently? So now Rashi says, no, because the general terminology of Lysasika Malacha, which is the general category, is a license, a negative prohibition. The specific, which is that of Harisha Katsira, is written in a positive way. And therefore, you cannot learn out from, as a, when the klal is a license, in the Prat Basay, to say this halacha of Drama Yitzim Nekal. That's what he says, Rakash, that's difficult. The klal anamik se Basay. First of all, you have a klal in regarding Shmir Shabbos, that it says in a positive way, which is the B'yemeshvi Tishpis, which is on the seventh day you should rest. So you have an assay and the klal and in the prat. But like more of it tastes as the gabi klal of prat dafku damin beperikam the baikotin. This idea that Rashi says that you cannot learn out if the klal is, let's say, one type of category like the Galesa say, and the prat is a different category like I say, that you cannot learn out a midish atar nideshaban. Now we only find the first perikam baikotin of gimel enough regarding what's called klal and prat. That delay danin and kishena klal b'lashon prat. Then, if the klal is not the same context like a prat, so then you can't learn it out. That's regarding klal prat. Avalagabi dabashu yotzim the klal, but regarding a different one of the yud gimel midrash atrei d'nesh ben, which something that was removed from the category. Lash kam shemakom. We never find anywhere else that the daba yotzim the klal has to be the same style as the klal that it's coming out from. But more of another question, Taz, as the might cut nikol madam adon, but there is a madam in might cut. That holds that you do down even the call of prat, even if one's laisei and the prat sasei. So according to that Ma'adam, it's definitely difficult. You should learn out that all the malachas are going to have a separate liability from charish and katzer. Says Taisus, so therefore, Menir Kapish, Achrich, and Pesha, Bukuntris. Therefore, it seems more appropriate, the second interpretation that Rashi brought. The Layafin, Macharish, Bukatzer, that you cannot learn out from plowing and reaping from Mishum Nabashnek, Suma Bum Ke'echa, because it's what's called two psukim coming to teach the same idea. Okay, hi Gab, I'm reading the Perek Dal Mesis, and like that interpretation we find the Gemara Sanhedrin of Sam Mazayin and Alf. Which are types of necromancy and sorcery, Bechlal Kalamachash from Mahayi Bechulu, that were included in the general category of not doing any sorcery. So part of the Gemara asks, wait a second, how could you learn off of Oibi Yudaini? Belahaba Oibi Yudaini Shnek Shemabam Ke'echa, let them be considered two psukim teaching the same idea, and therefore the same things over here. Although Chash Makatsa was in a klal and was Yotzim Laklal, but you cannot teach because there are two psukim teaching the same idea. If it was really coming to teach, you should only say one pasuk and then learn out. The fact of saying another one sounds like you have to each one independently teach this teaching and you cannot learn out from that. But then Tosafos asks a different question. It says, if you're going to say, Vehechi all from Leisavara, how could you even learn out from Leisavara? The Gemara concludes to teach this concept of each malacha. Av malacha has its own independent liability. But Koshikin, have a gimmick to Mabam Kacha, based on what we just said, now, you'd only have two psukim teaching the same idea of independent liability, Charish and Ketzira. You have a third one now, a place of Aru. So, Ve'imalam Lekulam is according to everyone. Some say, okay, when there's two psukim. But three psukim, for sure, according to everyone. So, how do you actually learn a place of Aru? Just adding fuel to the fire. Ah, but Chitem, if you're going to say, no, the Charish and Ketzir, that's not difficult because they're not teaching this idea. Also, Lekadashin Rish made cotton. They're coming to teach something else, like the one made cotton, Abdel Manav comes to say. Like Rashi quotes this. Macha, Rish, 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 they're coming to teach something else. Oh, plowing is regarding the malach on Shabbos. You're only forbidden to do what's, because plowing is always only voluntary, so the katsira is also only when it's voluntary, but katsira is a which admits that you're allowed to do. If that's what you're saying, Charash HaKatz is coming to teach, then can you back to the question. What was the Bryce's Havim in the thing to learn of Charash HaKatz? Allah Yaslach is not coming to teach us regarding this concept of independent liability. It's just coming to tell you these drushes. So when I'm going to read the Reese says, delay have a gimel ksum. No, it's not three psukim saying the same idea. Why? From the fact that it wasn't said regarding all these three, Charash, Katz, and Havara, they weren't all said as a negative prohibition, or all as a positive commandment. Because Charash and Katz is written in the positive, and Havara is written in the negative. Therefore, you could learn out from Havara that you to have an independent liability in each one because it's not the same context as Charash and Katz. Oh, and that's what Taisus explains. And now you have extra left over. What, now that you don't need Chash V'Katza to teach you that, now we're going to learn from Chash V'Katza like the Gemara teaches in Masechtas Moed Katan. So Taisus explained, according to the first interpretation of Rashi, that you don't say by Chash V'Katza, Dav Hashem Echal, V'Yatzim Nakal, to say that it's a lamed ala klal kuliyata is because the klal is a leisasei and the prat is asei. But Taisa finds that difficult, and therefore he likes like the second interpretation that you don't have mechash of katz simply because the shnei sum avam keechad, and therefore you cannot learn out from there. The next Taisa Matzah begins the words of the Gemara havar lalav yatzasa. The machlekes Taisa comes to ask on this drasha where we had the machlekes in the Gemara regarding when havar was independently mentioned in the Torah from all the lamatas malachas. Either it's mentioned as l'chalak yatzasa, or like this mandam, like Taisa Matzah is going on to say that it's not going to have karas and skila like other malachas, it's only going to have a negative prohibition attached to that. Now that's just Taisa from Temi. If you're going to say, how can you make a drasha in the first place? But itzach lemichta b'leisavaru, the reason why I have to say b'leisavaru is not because to tell you, oh, what's the point? Either l'chalak or l'lav. No, I'll tell you why it says and mentions that of havar. Mishum sefer dekra, you need it at the end of the pasuk. It says at the end of the pasuk, you shouldn't leisavayish b'chol meishveisechim and all your places where you dwell, the Dashinim and Abi Yavamis, Ubisanhedrin, the Gemon Yavamis, Tavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav killing someone who's chayv misa bezin is not deicha Shabbos, does not override doing that and violating malachas of Shabbos. So therefore, the reason why I mentioned leisavaru is not to tell you lalav yotzas or lachalik yotzas. It's just coming to tell that misa bezin is not deicha Shabbos. So it says, Vishem, what you can say is no. If all it was coming to tell you was the idea of b'chomish v'seichem, then the pasuk could have written in a different terminology, but it didn't have to say loy sevaru. You could have said something like loy sasam alocha b'chomish v'seichem. Why is it picking out, singling out sevaru, havar? Additionally, Taisa says, and umishum did the shin b'per kama, this, that, in the first paragraph of Chav Medal, that the Gemara came to tell you, oh, what I mean b'chomish v'seichem is to tell you that you cannot do havar in your mishrei seichem in your own places, but you could have the fire on in the mizbeach of the Ivar Mebadarim. So it says, no, that also, that's not why you need the pasuk. Because Labatarchal Mikhtav, Leisavar, again, you wouldn't have to write Leisavar. You could have said Leisasu Malacha B'chomesh Azechem. And we would have made the drasha that only Mesh Azechem and the Mesh Mikdash are good. Why is it Leisavar again, either to tell you Lalav or Lachal? Turn next to the master, it begins the words of the Gemara, my time of Rabbi Yisi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yisi? Which Taisa disagrees with Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara's question on Rabbi Yisi. That is, the Gemara brought Rabbi Yisi that his source of Chiluk Malachas was learned out from the Asama Achas Mehena, where sometimes it's Achas Atena, sometimes it's Hena that's Achas. When it says Achas Atena, that sometimes you see that you can be liable for each one independent. So on that, the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yisi, which Perish Bukundras, Rashi explains that Kalema, Dakati mem, when the Gemara is saying my time to Rabbi Yisi, what does the word my time to Rabbi Yisi mean? He just said it's Joshua. So Rashi explains what it means to say is, oh, Dakati mem de me'achas me'hena lamali. You only explain why you say achas and hena. To tell you something, achas is hena, something hena is achas. But what's with the mem of me'achas and the hey of me'hena? What is that for? That's how Rashi explains the Gemara's question. But that place asked on Rashi, well, Lashon my time me'na mashma, and the wording my time and what's his reason doesn't sound like that. It sounds like they're coming to explain what's the reason of his whole opinion. That's not what you're saying. You're just saying, he didn't explain what the mem's doing. But he explained what he holds in achas and heina. So then when they read the hachad prusha, it appears to the reader that this is the explanation. When the Gemara is asking, my time to Rabbi Yisi, it means, what's the reason of Rabbi Yisi that he actually makes this drasha of achas mehena for chilik malachis? Meaning, so what's the Gemara's question? What did he explain? Achas heina. No, because ha'itzot kral l'shem yishimon, which this is actually the Gemara's conclusion, according to Shmuel, that no, achas heina not extra. You needed to tell you the me'achas and me'hena, which is teaching you that you're going to have the shame of Shimon and Lovitz told us. And that's the Gemara's question. It's never hard, you know, there's going to be a separate liability in each one individually. Because achas me'hena, but each word you need for the mems related to them of regarding Teladis and regarding shame of Shimon of Miktas Malacha. And that's Mefarsh. That's what the Gemara explains. That the me'achas, shem is Shimon. You're right. From me'achas, you learn not shame from Shimon. Umihena, you learn not love as until others. But what the Gemara really means to say is, umikomakum, in spite of that, and midibesimachinu la'adod, even the fact that the pasuk puts these two words near each other, you're right. Each one individually you need for whatever it's teaching you. But the fact that they're near each other, they're shina achas, shehena, behena, she'achas, and that's the source according to Rabbi Yisi, and that's the Gemara, shakabatar, according to Taisis, regarding the source, yeah, my tem Rabbi Yisi, of why you make it for chilik malachas, for teaching other things. And the fact that the pasuk put them near each other.